This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Gaza militants vowed to keep fighting after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire in the 10-day conflict. Palestinian health officials say since fighting began on May 10th, 228 people have been killed in airstrikes. Authorities put the death toll at 12 in Israel, where repeated rocket attacks are causing panic and sending people rushing into shelters. Regional and U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire have intensified but so far failed. Cross-border fire continued after Biden's latest call for calm, and Gaza's Islamist rulers Hamas and other militants are vowing defiance. Netanyahu has repeatedly hailed what he has described as support from the United States, Israel's main ally, for a right to self-defense in battling attacks from Gaza, home to 2 million Palestinians. But the White House said Wednesday U.S. President Joe Biden put the Israeli leader on notice in a telephone call that it was time to lower the intensity of the conflict. A group of Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday introduced a resolution seeking to block a $735 million sale of precision-guided weapons to Israel, a symbolic response to the conflict. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib are among sponsors of the measure. They have been among some American politicians calling for a greater U.S.-led effort to stop the violence. It's not expected to pass, but it highlights a growing divide between lawmakers. Find more on the story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union has slammed Belarus for its closure of the country's biggest independent online news publication, as one of its reporters left prison after serving 6 months for her reporting on the death of a protester killed during a crackdown on demonstrations against authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko. In a statement, an EU spokesman called the blocking a day earlier of the popular news site an act of continued repression and intimidation against independent media. Belarusian authorities raided Tut.by's office in Minsk and other regions and the homes of his journalists and employees, breaking the door leading to the apartment of the site's editor-in-chief. A Minsk-based human rights group said Wednesday that 12 women and 2 men who worked for the publication had been detained. India is reporting the world's highest single-day death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic. The health ministry Wednesday said more than 4,500 people died in a 24-hour period, the first time the South Asian nation posted that mark in a single day during the pandemic. India now has more than 283,000 COVID-19-related deaths out of more than 25 million total infections, placing it second behind the United States. The U.S. still leads the world with more than 587,000 deaths out of a confirmed nearly 33 million total infections. From Japan, the draft of the defense white paper for 2021 was disclosed on May 13th, in light of China's intensifying military activities around Taiwan. The white paper states for the first time that the stability of the situation in Taiwan is important for the security of Japan and the stability of the international community. In a new section focusing on relations between the United States and China that is increasingly confrontational, the paper says political, economic, and military rivalry between them is becoming more apparent. The paper then expresses strong security concerns about China. The white paper is set to be reported at a cabinet meeting in July. In a joint statement released after their summit in April, the leaders of Japan and the United States mentioned Taiwan for the first time in 52 years. It comes as the U.S. Congress okayed a bill to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. And migrants continue to trickle into Spain's Northern African enclave on Wednesday after thousands crossed over from Morocco in 2 days before. Find more on that at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.